General Mark Milley, Routine Calls to China Perfectly Within Scope of Job. By Simon Kent on September 17, 2021. General Mark Milley said Friday calls to his communist Chinese counterpart in the last days of Donald Trump's presidency were routine and fell perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job as the top U.S. military officer. In his first public acknowledgement of the exchanges, Milley observed such telephone calls were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff spoke to the Associated Press, AP, and another reporter traveling with him to Europe to state his case. Milley chose to only offer up a brief defense of his calls, saying he plans a deeper discussion about the matter for Congress when he testifies at a hearing later in September. He told the outlet, "I think it's best that I reserve my comments on the record until I do that in front of the lawmakers who have a lawful responsibility to oversee the U.S. military. I'll go into any level of detail Congress wants to go into in a couple of weeks." Milley and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are scheduled to testify September 28 before the Senate Armed Services Committee amid continuing confusion over who said what to whom. That appearance was initially meant to be a hearing on the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan and the chaotic evacuation of Americans, Afghans and others from that country. Now it has now taken on new meaning in the wake of public exposure of the two calls Milley made to General Li Xiaochang of the People's Liberation Army to assure him the U.S. had no intention of attacking China. Critics demand to know why Milley has potentially breached the basic principle of civilian control of the military and its key role in American democracy. A special House committee investigating the January 6 riot at the Capitol has asked for details of Milley's disputed calls to China. U.S. Reps. Benny Thompson, DeMiss, and Liz Cheney, Republican Wyoming. Leaders of the committee have also sought records related to the November election, the transfer of power from Trump to Biden and the D.C. riot. Milley was appointed Joint Chiefs Chairman by Trump in 2019 and has carried that post in the Biden administration. As chairman, Milley is the top military advisor to the president and to the defense secretary. The White House and the Pentagon chief have said they continue to have full trust and confidence in Milley, as AP reports. For his part, former President Trump responded to revelations of the calls with a demand for a public trial of Milley, as Breitbart News reported. "If the story of dumbass General Mark Milley is true, then I assume he would be tried for treason," Trump said. He would have been dealing with his Chinese counterpart behind the president's back and telling China that he would be giving them notification of an attack. "Can't do that." The Associated Press contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.